You know, we started a series out at the beginning of the month about knowing God, getting into a relationship with God. And we talked about what that relationship model kind of looks like, but then we also realized that our view of that relationship is damaged because of Lucifer. And then we had a wonderful communion service last week. And that communion service brought us together, not only with one another as brothers and sisters, but brought us back in to line with God, to be teachable, to grow in our relationship with God. And that's what we're going to learn today is, where does that relationship really stand? And I can say that it probably doesn't stand where you think it does. So I want to give you something to think about today. There was a young man by the name of Tom. He started a new job after college. He learned all these things, and he was ready to go make his way in the world. And he started in IBM up in St. Louis, Missouri. 5 stories of computers and people working. And he was the mailman. So he walked every floor every day, delivering the mail to every one of those cubicles. And one day, a beautiful lady caught his eye. Her name was Anne. And as he walked by, he noticed her, and she's just stuck in his mind. He spent many a night sleepless, thinking about how beautiful she was. And then he began to ask her friends or people around her what they knew about her. And he made sure that every day he went right by Anne's desk so he could catch a glimpse of her that day. And then he would find out what her favorite color was, what kind of car she drove, what her likes and her dislikes were. He began to learn everything he could about her. And the more he learned about her, the more he wanted to learn about her. He even learned that she had a dog, learned the dog's name. And he even listened to the kind of music she listened to in his spare time so he could feel closer to her. Now, there was a problem with all this. Tom never talked to Anne. He never took the time to talk to her. He knew everything about her. The only problem was he never talked to her. So here's our real question. The question is, did Tom know her? No. Tom knew everything about Anne, but he had no relationship with Anne. Now, there are many that claim to be of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they all know all about this man. They know what they have to know to please him. But the real question today is, do we know him? You know, they've conformed to every letter of the law. They look like Christians. They act like Christians. They got to be Christians, right? Their outward compliance has convinced them that they are right with God. They understand his precepts. They have put into practice each one of those. They've been very careful and conformed to every letter of the law. They're Christians. But then they begin to condemn others of their faults. They pick others apart piece by piece, condemning them. And they place their own spirituality way above everybody else. You don't know them, do you? You know, as I was putting this together, I realized when I look in the mirror, there's times in my life I fit that. They place their own spirituality above all others, but their worship of the Father is in vain. James talks about this. In James it says, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart. You know, we've talked about that in the past, of what comes out of your mouth defiles your heart. What is truly in your heart? And the question today is, who does your heart belong to? Is your heart yours or is it God's? James tells us it is a heart issue. It's simple. Who does it belong to? You know, have you ever heard that actions speak louder than words? They do. Turn with me to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. You know, Jesus shares a parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And he begins this parable, and I want to go over this parable with us today because sometimes this parable reflects our relationship with God. In verse 9, it says, we're in Luke chapter 18, verse 9, it says, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and he prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a day. I give tithe of all I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself